Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From my video to my radio.
919, I'm Jason Roop in for John Reed today. And regular to the show, Mike Mayo is with us. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Yeah, we got just a, you know, this time of year, I think that the studios have all of their big things that they, you know, are hoping you might give somebody for as a Christmas present. It's out now. And so we've really only got two new releases this week, and both of them are, well, let me say that these are both kind of music stories in a certain way.
Yeah.
The first one is Judy. This is a biopic starring Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland. And this is Judy Garland right at the very kind of sad end of her life, when she had become very unreliable as an actress or a performer, because she had real problems with alcohol and drugs and was not showing up when she was supposed to. And this is kind of her taking her last shot when she did a series of shows in England. And we also kind of go back and forth with her as a very young actress when she's about to make The Wizard of Oz and Louis B. Mayer, kind of being somewhat abusive to her, at least dominating her in a way. But the main thing here, of course, is Renee Zellweger's performance. It's very good. This is the kind of thing that is designed to get an Oscar nomination, and I'm pretty sure it will. But to me, the whole film just didn't work very well. I did not enjoy spending time with her in this part of her life. And I'm interested in her, and I really like this kind of stories about Hollywood and the entertainment business in the late 60s. But this one just didn't come together for me. I'm sure she'll get a nomination. She might win an Oscar for it, but I'll actually be kind of surprised if that happens, because this just isn't a very fun. I hate to use that word, but just not a very fun movie. So let's
leave it
at that.
I remember when it came out in theaters, and there was, I didn't hear too much criticism of her performance, but it was more directed at the script and the story and kind of the way they did it. Whereas she was at least held up for putting together a good, I don't know, it's not an impression that she's doing.
She never really tries to imitate Judy Garland. She gets the look pretty much right, but not exactly. And she does her own singing, too. So there's, you know, that also, I think, kind of helps her.
Oh, yeah.
But for rock biopics, the standard this year is Rocket Man, which is, you know, the Elton John thing. That's a lot of fun. This is just not nearly as much fun as that.
Yeah. Well, what about the this other one called Western Stars? I'm not sure I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, it only had a limited theatrical release. And, you know, earlier this year, Bruce Springsteen put out an album of original pop songs that sound very much like the Jimmy Webb, Glenn Campbell songs from the 60s. It's called Western Stars. And then, because he is Bruce Springsteen, he can do whatever he wants with this sort of thing, he hired a small orchestra and invited a bunch of his friends to this really beautiful barn that he has on his property in New Jersey. And he then performed the album live with an orchestra there with him, and he invited other people, like Patti Scialfa comes and sings on a couple of numbers with him, and in between that, he intersperses it with shots of film that he shot out in the West, you know, dusty horses, pickup trucks, things like that. And it's just, this is, if you're a fan of Bruce's, and I am, and particularly the softer side, then you'll really enjoy this, because you really get a deeper feeling for the album. He explains why he did some of the songs in between them. It is just a very enjoyable time, but only if you like this music. If you're not a fan of this kind of music that he does, I can't believe that you would want to see this at all. I've made a real point of going to see this in a theater because both my wife and I are big Springsteen fans, and I'm also really looking forward to getting a copy of the DVD so that I can take a look at it again and again, because I just, like I say, this is just one that I really enjoyed. It's more, this is more a personal reaction to it than any kind of professional reaction.
Yeah, it's been an especially few big years for the boss with his Broadway show and this. I mean, he goes into new kinds of media. It's interesting how he does that.
Exactly, and this is very much kind of an extension of the Broadway show, in that it's a very confessional album, very personal in a lot of ways. Even though he's telling the stories of different characters in it the way he usually does. And I've kind of forgotten about the Broadway show, but it really does fit in perfectly with that. They're very much of the same piece.
I know there aren't a lot of new releases on DVD and pay-per-view over the next week or so. But, you know, looking back on the last few weeks, things that people might have missed that might be available now, do you have any suggestions? Because, you know, there's always that time at Christmas when you want to sneak away and just take a break.
Oh, yeah. And let's see. I guess for that, I would say if you missed it in theaters, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was just released on DVD two weeks ago, I think.
Okay.
And it is, it's one of my favorite movies of the year. I mean, to me, it's the best movie that came out this year. And it's I think 50 years from now, people will be watching this movie and talking about it. It's that good. And this is a movie that has so much to see in it. Even if you did see it before, when you watch it again, you will find new things in it that you missed. It's just that kind of movie that really rewards several viewings. I've seen it twice. Looking forward to seeing it again. That would be my pick. And also, if you're going to get out to the theater, I think the best thing that's out there now in theaters is Ford versus Ferrari, a really nice movie. Again, set in the '60s. Matt Damon and Christian Bale as Carroll Shelby and oh gosh, we've gotten his character's name, but trying to win the Le Mans race against Ferrari again in the late '60s. Just a terrific movie. Really exciting. Not a whole lot of big special effects and stuff like that. But I truly enjoyed it, and I think it's a really just good movie to go to see, to get away from the world, to forget about everything else you're seeing. You will be in that world while you're watching that movie, and that, I think, is one of the most important things that movies do for us.
And I think in both of those movies you mentioned were kind of, at least with the marketing, or kind of have that buddy feel with the two big actors in each one, and, you know, you mentioned the car movie, but also Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio were the two leads there. And I think
both terrific, by the way.
And all have been, we don't have the Oscar nominations, but I think a lot of them have been nominated for Golden Globes and SAG Awards. And
And my outfit, the Broadcast Film Critics, they have been, they were on the nominating list for that, all of them, and I suspect they will win some. I'm not going to make any bets this year. It's a wide open field. There are a lot of different performances and movies out there that people like a lot. Another one that we ought to mention is The Irishman, which is streaming on Netflix now, Martin Scorsese's movie. Another one that is really terrific. Probably a better movie on big screen, but most people won't have a chance to see it that way. If you have a Netflix subscription, you've already paid for it.
And I've seen that. Yeah, it's a big, but you need time to sit down and watch that one, or else break it up into two segments. But you know, three and a half hours. That's once you get into that, you know, halfway through, you're like, well, I have to finish it now. But you know, you're in for another hour and a half. But it is an interesting movie to watch. And Martin Scorsese says it might be his final film. We'll see.
It would be a fitting end.
Five very interesting and diverse choices there for people to choose from over the next couple of weeks. And I look forward to talking with you soon.
Take care.
Happy holidays, Mike.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.